Hello and welcome to Bytes by MSDN. I'm Tim Huckabee of Internology and Actis Software. Today, we have a pillar of the industry, the world famous Scott Hanselman. Scott, thanks so much for coming. How you doing?
I'm good. World famous in my own mind, perhaps.
Well, I mean, you are fairly well known in the community. You're the type of guy that makes up a new title for yourself every few months or so. So what's your title of today?
I like niche badass.
I like community architect of the web platform team, but...
Sure. My title is principal program manager, but I've said community lead or community architect or whatever. I'm a community guy, and I work for web platform and tools. So that's ASP.NET, IIS, IIS Media, anything that's on the server side that's serving angle brackets or video, that's me.
And you live in a world, I sat at the Mix keynote and was just totally blown away, not only by your demo, but this whole NuGet thing. That's your world right now, right?
Yeah, I'm really focused on NuGet.
Can you get our audience kind of up to speed, smart on the power, the promise of NuGet, what it is?
Okay. So there's good news and bad news. So the bad news is that we're late and we should have done it before.
Okay.
Because, you know, Linux has package management, things
Correct.
Like a system level package management, like apt-get on Linux. And Rails and Ruby have developer time package management with gems. And we now have developer time package management with NuGet. So what this means is that you say file new project ASP.NET application, and you say, gosh, I want a JSON parser. Well, how do you do that now? You go out there and you Google with Bing and you find it and then you download the zip file. You download the zip file and you unblock the zip file because it came from the internet, and then you unzip it into a folder and you figure out where do I put it. Then you go back into Visual Studio and you add a reference, and then you read the instructions, and then you integrate the web config with their instructions, and this takes an hour.
Very complicated, brittle process.
And you're sad.
Right. Ripe with failure, usually.
Indeed. So then with NuGet, you can just right-click on references. And instead of saying add reference, you say add library reference. Then it'll go up using OData and talk to NuGet.org, which is our gallery server. And you can type in JSON and then find a JSON parser you like, hit install. It'll bring down a NuGet package file. It'll kind of unfold it, put it away in a packages folder, add the references for you, and then automatically merge in the changes to your web config. So it's literally the difference between an hour and 5 seconds.
And it's not just like JSON parser type things. It's business application level.
It's whatever
like
you like.
E-commerce basket and,
right.
and blogging type engines.
Mm-hmm.
And
so anything, so it doesn't bring down complete applications. Like, so web platform installer could bring down like Umbraco and the entire thing. But to your point about shopping cart, which is a great one, what if I just want a piece of an application?
Right.
It's the difference between buying a Lego kit, going to web platform installer and installing Drupal or WordPress or .NET Nuke, and buying some extra Legos for your application. So I have an existing app, and I want a shopping cart or JSON parser or an error logging and management system, or I want jQuery. Anything that you could add to your Solution Explorer could be packaged up as a NuGet package and then brought down.
And the other thing that just caught me off guard is there's no license fee to this. It's free. It's community-driven. It's open source, right?
So it's actually not even like owned intellectual property by Microsoft. We donated it to the Outer Curve Foundation, which used to be called the CodePlex Foundation. So it's actually like a totally open source run. So NuGet, the domain name, the intellectual property, the whole thing is all the Outer Curve Foundation. And then Microsoft runs the Microsoft side from there. Phil Hack kind of manages that. But it's actually cool because it's the first time that I know of where the community can check in code that will eventually ship with Visual Studio. So we're a little late to the open source game, but we're starting to get it. And you know what they say about Microsoft, once we see your taillights, we're coming for you.
Yeah, I mean, we can praise Microsoft in that when they see a problem, it's typically fixed, especially in the developer world.
Well, certainly.
And it's fixed in a beautiful way. Now, I think we should step back. Mm-hmm. And because NuGet is available to the entire tool set, not just the really expensive versions of Visual Studio, right?
Right. So there's a couple things about that. It'll work in Express because we've got a magic key that lets us get into Express, even though Express isn't technically extensible. So we'll work in any,
okay.
we'll work in any version of Visual Studio. We work at the DOS prompt, We have a NuGet.exe.
I didn't know that.
So you can integrate that into your builds, and I'll be showing that a little later today.
Oh, good.
At the event. And then because it's open source, you could get in there and get into those hooks and do whatever you want. So we actually have partners and third-party software vendors that are integrating, like build servers that know NuGet already. Because the file, the NuGet file, it's just a zip file with a manifest. So it's just XML and angle brackets and zip files. So everything's open. The format on the wire is open. The packaging format is open. We've even got NuGet support, I guess. They were talking about putting it in SharpDevelop, which is a third-party open-source IDE. So the Mono guys have NuGet support if they want.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So before I let you run off, what about the roadmap for this thing? I mean, technically, NuGet is in its infancy, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Are you guys going to hammer a bunch of new features into this? Is it going to have a version 2? Are you allowed to talk about this stuff?
Absolutely. So the thing that's really cool about NuGet from a process perspective is that it's all done in the open. There's no private internal NuGet discussions. The source code isn't checked in at Microsoft and then occasionally dropped. It's actually checked in Mercurial on Coplex.com. All the discussions happen in the open. And we're publishing a new build, like releasing monthly. So we're already on version 1.3. And 1.4 is coming, and da-da-da-da-da. So if you want to get involved in the planning for 2.0, it's happening in the public, you can do it now. So there's talk about things like going over SSL and basic auth. What about OAuth? How do I have secure NuGet packages? Also, don't forget that NuGet inside of Visual Studio uses PowerShell. So if there's anything it doesn't do, you can extend
it,
with a PowerShell script.
Outstanding. How powerful.
It's fun.
Awesome. Good job.
I can't take
clearly, the stuff you guys do are, make the developers' lives so much easier, so much more powerful.
One of the things that I want to say in kind of the ending is that we are trying to optimize for programmer joy more than programmer
I like
creativity.
That. I like that a lot. Hey, Scott, thanks so much for coming today. Appreciate
My
it.
My pleasure.
And thank you guys for watching.